Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and in today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to negotiate like a pro. How to negotiate like a pro. Now, sales is not all negotiating, and a lot of times these two terms get used kind of interchangeably that you have, you know, sales and negotiating, but they're actually very different. Sales and sales ability is really more at the very beginning of the process when you're trying to grab the prospect's attention. Sales also involves closing the deal at the very end, but a lot of what happens in the middle is more of negotiating, and negotiating is really something that's very, very different. And so today I just want to really give you these two things that I think will really help you to negotiate like a pro. The first thing that you need to do is you need to decide what you want to get out of the negotiation. You start by deciding, what do I want to get out of this? What's my, you know, ideal outcome from this situation? And usually it's going to be one thing. There's this one really important thing that you want to get out of the negotiation. And once you've identified that, the key to successfully negotiating like a pro is actually not what you say yes to. It's more about what you say no to and limiting that. So the idea in a negotiation is to concede every point except the ones that really, really, really matter. And so in a negotiation, my philosophy is to do a couple things. First of all, you've got to evaluate how much the other person trusts you. Okay. And that's really, really important because you've got to have their trust. Then I've got to, in my mind, I want to make sure I'm clear on exactly what I want from the negotiation. And then thirdly, I want to concede everything that I can. And I want to make sure that I'm also extremely overly honest, very, very honest with the person I'm negotiating with. If they ask me about something and say, you know, hey, can you do this? And I'm not sure, then I say, I don't know if I can do that or not. I'll have to check into that. Just yesterday, I was on a phone call with someone talking about a deal. And they asked me about a question they asked me, and I said, you know what, that's a really good question. I have no idea, but I'll check into that and find out about it. Also, if they ask you to do something that you know you're not good at, let them know that you're not good at that. One of the things that people have this misconception that, you know, if I don't tell people what my weaknesses are, maybe they won't notice that I have any. Newsflash, first of all, everybody knows you have weaknesses, and the odds are that most people almost instantly know what yours are. The only question is, do you know what they are? And so when you show people that you know what your own weaknesses are, they're going to trust you a lot more, and they're going to be willing to move forward with you. So if you want to negotiate like a pro, decide what you want, concede all the other points, and be extremely honest with them, and share, you know, be transparent with them about yourself, about what you can provide, about what you can't do, and you will be negotiating like a pro. Hopefully you can use this short tip today on this podcast to help you make more sales in the field. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for listening.